Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Podcast for Monday, November 2nd, 2015. I'm Jason Powell, joined today by Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards, who are meeting in a TNA World Title Series match, that's a mouthful, on Wednesday's Impact, which airs at 8 p.m. Central on Destination America. And since I have both guys here, I'm going to do my best to kind of direct traffic. So I'm going to start with Davey on this one. Davey, who lays out your tag matches, and what's the dynamic in laying out a singles match together? Does one of you kind of take the reins, or is it more of a collaborative approach?
The answer is the same for both. It's cooperative with me and Eddie. That's why I feel we've always gelled so well together. But to be honest with you, I mean, me and Eddie kind of, for lack of a better term, think the same way about a lot of things wrestling-wise. When we first started talking about tagging together a long time ago, we were surprised ourselves and each other about how much we had in common about our thoughts and what we like about wrestling, what we don't like. So it's pretty simple to put together tag matches as well as singles matches together.
And Eddie, is the 15-minute time limit of the World Title Series matches a hindrance in terms of being able to do what you want, or is it actually kind of refreshing to be able to maybe use the time limit to your advantage in terms of setting up the match?
No, I mean, you still go into the same mindset, you know, just you try to get the win as quick as you can. It doesn't matter if you've got, you know, 30-minute time limit or an hour time limit or 15 minutes. You just get in there, and you know you have to get down to business a little bit quicker. So, you know, it's just that's a little bit of a difference. But other than that, get in there, do the work, and get the win.
And Davey, because you're working with a tag partner in this, do you find yourself being even more conscious of making sure he looks good in a singles match, since at the end of the day you guys are still going to be teaming together afterward?
No. No, I want Eddie to look as bad as possible because Eddie always looks better than me. So this is my payback. No, I mean, even though that is honest, but in more so honesty, it'd be very, very – you would have to possess a skill, which I do not, to make Eddie look bad in the ring. I'm not just saying it to my tag partner. The guy is one of the most smooth and fluid guys, you know, in wrestling, period. So that's not something that is a concern of mine at all, making him look good. He does a great enough job of that by himself.
And Eddie, you guys are both former ROH champions, and I interviewed Davey back in June, and I asked him if he wants to have another singles run, and he said, clearly, you know, he wants to be a singles champion again at some point. Whether it's now because of the tournament or somewhere down the road, do you feel the same way? Do you eventually want to have another singles run, or are you more into tag wrestling, whether it's with Davey or another partner?
Yeah, I mean, at some point, I'm sure, you know, that time will come, and I'll be ready for that, but, you know, honestly, right now, I'm focused on tag team wrestling, and I think that's the cool thing about me and Davey is that we fully believe in not only our team, but we believe in, you know, the art of tag team wrestling, and that's what I want to focus on right now. And as far as, you know, tagging with another teammate, that's not something I'm ever looking forward to doing. I either tag with Davey or do something on my own, but for right now it's all about the team.
And Davey, you've gone back and worked with Evolve during your TNA run. Is that still an option for you right now with them doing some business with WWE, or is that off the table?
No, as far as I know, they wanted me to do their shows this coming weekend, actually, but I'm gonna go home and see my mom, so I won't be doing any wrestling. But, yeah, they're a lot of fun to wrestle for. They have a great product, and I'm glad they're getting to be seen on a more prolific stage. So it's really nice, and, yeah, I mean, I'm sure, you know, I'll be down there again in the future.
And Eddie, even though, you know, you want to have a singles run at some point and all that, I'm curious how you guys approach it in terms of negotiating deals. Are you guys a unit as you were when you came in, or is it now kind of every man for himself when it comes time to sit down and talk business with TNA or anywhere else?
No, I mean, as far as me and Davey, we discuss everything, you know, as a team. You know, we know each other's deals and everything like that. So we make sure we're always on the same page, and we discuss everything, you know, and I think that's what we should do, especially being, you know, a unit that we are, you know, to go about business the same way, I think is the best decision.
And Davey, it's same for you then? I mean, you guys see yourselves as kind of a package deal when it comes time to negotiate?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That goes without saying. There's always has been a lot of mutual respect between me and Eddie. So, you know, it's always, you know, it's not about what's best for me or what's best for Eddie. It's about what's best for the team, and the team always comes first. It's like that Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley kiss thing, you know, like the band is more powerful than the individual. So it's a that's definitely our philosophy on it.
And Eddie, I'm curious, when did you find out that this was being taped for the World Series tournament, all these matches that you guys have done so far?
You know, we found out when we were filming the matches, you know, taping down Orlando, and we didn't know when they were going to air or whatnot, but we knew what they were being filmed for at some point throughout the week. We didn't know exactly what the basis of the tournament was going to be. We just knew it was a tournament of sorts.
And back to Davey, how much is New Japan an aspiration for you at this point in your career? Do you want to get to New Japan? I mean, I know TNA doesn't have a working relationship with them presently, but is that still something you want to pursue?
Yeah, I mean, I loved wrestling in Japan. You know, I've done, I don't know how many tours for New Japan. I can't even count them all at this point, but I always loved wrestling in Japan, and I always equally or more so hated traveling to Japan. So for me, it's kind of a catch-22. I love the style. That's obviously, I mean, it's, you'd have to be blind to not see that inspiration and influence in me that he's wrestling. We were born, you know, and bred, you know, basically in a Japanese wrestling ring as far as wrestling is concerned. But as far as going over there full-time, that would be tough at this point in my life because I have other things going on. But, I mean, I'd definitely love to see, you know, I wouldn't so much be interested in going to New Japan by myself anymore. I would be interested in having me and Eddie go to New Japan as a team. That would definitely be a lot of fun.
Eddie, same question.
Yeah, I mean, it's something I would love to do, like Davey said, to go over there as a team because we never really teamed over there. So, you know, we did a few things for Wrestle 1, but that's about it. We'd love to be on the big stage over there for New Japan. So if the time comes, you know, I'd love the chance.
And, Eddie, I'm going to stick with you on this one because I talked with Davey about it back in June. You guys went to NXT very briefly. What happened? How did you guys end up going from that brief run in NXT and landing in TNA instead?
Well, you know, they decided that it wasn't the right time for us to be down there. And they said, you know, they're all set and wish us luck. And then we got in touch with Dave Lagana at TNA, and the rest is history.
And are you interested at some point down the road pursuing WWE as an option again, or are you pretty content with where you are at this point?
I think, well, I don't know, I can't speak for Davey. I think I can, but we're both very happy with the way that TNA has been treating us and, you know, the way business has been for us there. So, I mean, you know, we can cross that bridge if that time ever comes, but right now I'm very happy in TNA.
And Davey, if you don't mind saying, how much longer do you have on your deals with TNA?
So this is why I got married to a wrestling girl, because I don't even know. I think they expire in February, I think.
Yeah, 2016.
I think it's February.
Okay, and at that point, I guess, you know, I assume you guys are already thinking about the future. I don't expect you to get into it here. But I guess I'll start with Davey on this one, and Eddie, it'll be the same question to you. How likely is it that you guys end up re-signing with TNA?
Oh, I would say extremely likely. You know, I got to be perfectly honest, man. Like, I have nothing bad to say about them. You know, they've been very, very nice and very fair and very, you know, just with me and Eddie. I'm a happy man, you know what I mean? And, you know, I have no reason to leave. I mean, of course, and it's wrestling, so never say never, you know, but...
Right.
You know, I never even entertained the thought of talking to someone else. You never know. But, you know, I have nothing bad to say about them, man. I'm very happy there. You know, me and Eddie have been treated very well. So, it's, I mean, we're just having fun. I mean, I'm in wrestling now than I ever have. So, I got zero complaints.
And, Eddie, do you feel the same?
Yeah, man. I'm having a blast there. And we, you know, we talk about this obviously all the time, especially with, you know, the contract coming to, you know, a renewal point. And I think we're both very happy with what we're doing right now. The chances of us re-signing are very, very high, I'd say.
And I'll stick with you, Eddie, because it's another one I asked Davey. Do you worry with being in TNA? It's been a decent run now, so you guys have worked with a lot of different people, Team 3D, the Hardys, and recently Lee and Myers. Do you worry about running out of fresh opponents to work with as the Wolves tag team?
No, you know, I think there are always going to be other teams out there, and that's not really our concern. We keep doing our job, and then TNA will bring an opponent for us, and if they ever need any help with that, we can go out there and find some. So either way, they'll keep getting fresh teams.
And Eddie, I'll stick with you on this one as well. Are there any teams out there that you would recommend to management, or maybe you have already, that you would love to see brought in that are, you know, real free agents that actually could come in and work with you guys?
I mean, I don't really know contract situations of other teams out there, but you know, any top tier team is, you know, who we want to face. So the best competition is who we want to face, and I feel any team that takes pride in their, hopefully we can find somebody that can come in, you know, that are open and free agents, like you said, and can come in and do some business with us.
And Davey, Trevor Lee's a guy who's had a lot of online buzz lately. How was he to work with? I mean, is he as good as advertised?
Yeah, he's fantastic. I wrestled him in a singles match in Evolve, actually, a few months ago, and he was really good then. And I remember I did a seminar in Charlotte, man, a long time ago, and you know, he was the one that, you know, first to show up, last to leave, and you know, and so I was really happy I got to work with him, you know, a little bit in TNA, and yeah, he's absolutely awesome. I have zero complaints about him. He's got a very, very bright future ahead of him.
And Eddie, I'm seeing Davey's name pop up on, you know, I mentioned Evolve and some of the other independent shows. Are you getting out there independently? Are you taking advantage of that? I'm just not seeing your name as frequently as Davey's.
Yes. You know, I travel around and do whatever. I haven't done Evolve, so, or like PWG, and those are obviously the indie names that you're gonna see a lot more. So, you know, I stay busy enough anyway.
And Eddie, we'll start with you on this one. Has married life changed your pro wrestling career in any way, shape, or form? I'm guessing probably not with you, because your wife isn't working for the same company, but maybe it has.
No, it's pretty steady. It's pretty much stayed the same, which is a good thing. No complaints here. If she may have complaints, but I don't.
And Davey, how about you? How is the marriage with Angelina Love going so far, and has it affected anything in pro wrestling whatsoever?
No, it's great. It's absolutely great. We get to travel together. I mean, now the hardest part for her is when I go do my other job. So, you know, with wrestling, we 9 times out of 10, I hate flying anyway, so I'll do these drives and she'll drive with me to shows. And she, you know, she sits there and she watches the matches and sells her merch that she can't wrestle right now. And she has a blast. You know, she loves wrestling. And so it's like a little mini vacation, you know, a lot of the time. So we really have a really good time.
Well, very cool. And, guys, you guys are working a match this Wednesday, TNA Impact, Destination America, 8 Central, 9 Eastern time. Hey, thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.